These guys are armed and they're prepared to kill rangers that are trying to apprehend them while they go about their poaching activities. That is specifically the armed poachers. The challenges are getting the convictions on these guys. It requires that in each case of apprehension that as much information and as much evidence is gathered. That's where we're finding difficulty, and also our international collaboration. A lot of these syndicates are hardcore. They're crossing borders in and out, often foreign nationals coming into Zimbabwe and Zimbabweans going out. So there's great need for collaboration on this issue.
So when we look at the kind of value in terms of game that is lost through poaching, can you give it a value?
It's massive. I mean, it's firstly a world heritage as well as our own national heritage. So from that point of view, you can't even put a value to it. But just for example, rhino horn is going for $60,000 a kg, which is a ridiculous amount of money. And our rhino in Zimbabwe are in critical numbers. So in order to preserve the species, it is really, really critical that we pull together in a team effort and bring these guys down and put a lid on the situation.